Hi guys, you're welcome to Nkomo Podcast.
Yay!
So it's your girl Pearl
and your guy Frank.
You're welcome.
Akwaba.
Okay, so Frank, what's on the table? What are we discussing?
Well, Pearl, you tell me what we'll be discussing.
Okay, so today we will be discussing an important topic. Yeah, so many high achievers share a dirty little secret. Deep down, they feel like complete frauds, and their accomplishments, the results, their accomplishments results to, it's as a result to luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this psychological phenomenon is known as imposter syndrome. Yes, imposter syndrome. It reflects a belief that you are inadequate and incompetent, despite evidence that indicates you are skilled and quite successful in everything that you do. So you might find it interesting that we, like 70% of us, go through imposter syndrome. Like,
yeah.
Is there any chance where in your life that you've gone through imposter syndrome, like based on what I have said?
Yeah, I think lots of people go through imposter syndrome with or without knowing they're going through it.
Yeah.
It's something that we all experience. We all feel that we're not good enough, or we don't merit certain accolades or certain positions.
Yep.
And it's something that it's very daunting.
Yeah.
And if you don't identify it, it can actually ruin you,
your
career, your relationship, in all spheres of your life. And I think it's very, very essential. It takes various forms depending on the person's background, personalities, and circumstances. And if you are familiar with the feeling of waiting for things to find you out, it might be helpful to consider, reevaluating your life and then finding out what you really want, how to set your goals, and then you never know.
Yeah, so is there any, like, so okay, so I would say that there's a point in my life where I think I still do sometimes, mm-hmm. even with our podcast.
Yeah,
I think we still do.
We do. We still talk about it.
Yeah,
how people
where
are like,
people
it's so
are like,
cool,
you know, people, like, exactly the feedback that we keep getting all the time. People say, "Oh, your podcast is good. You guys are great. You have amazing voices." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like I'm not sure who you are referring to.
Yeah.
Is it me or in Frank, or is it me or who are you referring to?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's imposter syndrome right there, and a lot of people go through that.
Yeah.
Lots of people, you'll be surprised. A lot of high achievers go through that. Yeah. So, and also, like, there are types of
imposter syndrome.
Yeah, there are types. So you know, the person who, the perfectionist, they always want things in a particular way. Sometimes they sort of micromanage. They don't want you to
every detail.
Exactly. They are always delegate stuff to people.
Yeah.
And they have, like, sometimes when they miss a mark, like small dots or T,
like,
or
Jesus,
cross,
like,
you know, they feel
they sort of hold things in high esteem. Like,
yeah, they feel they always want things to go 100%. All the time, they always want things to go that way. So if I'm saying all these things and you sort of can relate or feel like this has been happening to me, then you are the perfectionist type who always want things in a way. So when things don't go as you want it to be, then you start doubting yourself. You feel like, I can't measure up to what this person is doing, or I mean, you feel some way about what is happening.
Very down,
exactly. So that's like the perfectionist. So I don't know if you take the other one. There's
another
one too.
We have it has a very funny name. I mean, so it's a superman or superwoman. Now, these people are overly, they try to want to convince themselves that they are not phonies. They want to work hard to prove to themselves that they are no phonies. They try to prove a point.
Exactly.
Now, these are examples of people, like people that sort of stay late at the office, other than the rest of the people in their team, even past the point where they should have completed a necessary task or should be done with their work.
Yeah.
Now, these people, they get stressed when they are not working, and then they find downtimes very wasted, and they feel like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just home. I'm not doing anything. They sort of feel like productivity is not
going
on.
Work.
I have to. These people they want to be superly.
Yeah, Supermans and superwomans.
Exactly. They always want to sort of prove a point. And these people even go to the extreme of leaving their hobbies and passion fall by the wayside, and even leave things that they are really passionate about for the sake of the work that they have been employed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then these people, due to the fact that they are sort of work hard, even though they work hard to prove that they are not phonies, deep down they are phonies. Deep down, everything is a camouflage. Everything is to prove a point. To the extent that even if you get acknowledged for it, like, oh, Pearl, you're really doing great. I like your work. I like how you are meeting your target. You're like, really? Really? Like, you are doubting yourself because you know deep down that you are sort of impressing people.
Yeah.
You are seeing late at work. You are
always I think I might fall under that because I don't know, but with my condition and sometimes I miss work for like longer times, like a month or a week. So when I get back to work, I want to do all the work in the world. Like, give me all the work, let me do. Because and I feel like, and sometimes I have to work as twice because I feel like with my condition limiting me, I might not be able to work as like the normal regular person who comes to work often and is not often falling sick and all that. So I try and like work like extra, so I'm always like doing like a lot of work. So I think I might fall under the super, I don't know where you fall under,
Superwoman Pearl.
I don't know where you fall under, but I think that maybe you find where you fall under as people along, because there are five of them. And so I think the next one is the natural genius. So these people, I mean, they judge their competence based on ease and speed as opposed to their efforts. So in other words, if they take a long time to master something, they feel shame.
Yeah,
so those people are like that. So these types of like imposters, their internal bar impossibly sometimes like is sort of like the perfectionist. But then natural geniuses, they don't judge themselves based on a ridiculous expectation. Yes, they also judge themselves based on getting things right on the first try. So once, like, I mean, I'm a genius, I feel like I'm a genius. Once I try how to, like, maybe edit with maybe Photoshop or edit with something or try a code or do something, they feel like, oh, I should get it as a goal. Why am I getting it wrong? Like, those are the natural genius people. Those are them. So they normally, so these people, so I'm coming to ask you all these questions. So do you feel like are you used to like excelling too much
without
much effort?
I feel like, well, sometimes, especially when I think if it's something I have like previously worked on, I find it easy to excel with less effort. Ultimately,
mostly they also don't like mentors because they feel like they can handle everything. Sometimes when you were like, I mean, they were younger children, they were often told they were smart. So like, I know I'm smart, why am I not getting this right? So that's how they feel.
And
sometimes
I also feel like the natural genius, they are more or less, they achieve things without, as you said, without much effort.
Exactly.
So when they achieve it, they're like, really? Like, did I really achieve this?
Exactly.
Am I that good?
You know?
Yeah, because they know deep down that they didn't really do a lot of, they didn't put in a lot of work.
So at the first try, they hit it.
Yeah.
So when it starts happening where the first try, they are not getting it, then they feel like, am I really, was it me? Was I the one that used to get it at the first try?
Yeah.
So I hope you're making sense with
that's
this
when
one.
The doubt comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah, imposter syndrome is basically about you doubting yourself.
Exactly.
You not seeing your worth.
Yeah, but
you
then there are different levels of different types, So like, then the fourth, I think we're on that, we finished the third one. Fourth one.
Yeah, so the fourth one is a soloist. Yeah, not a soloist, I mean, a church. So these are people that always want to write solo. They find it very difficult to seek for help, and they think it's okay to be independent to the extent that they refuse assistance so that they can prove their worth.
Oh, I see.
They want to carry everything on their head.
Exactly. Like, I can do, yeah. So sometimes, so when it starts like backfiring, then they feel like, I don't, like, how am I able to like deal with this, like all these things. So they feel that way, and they refuse assistance when you want to help them. They don't want to.
And then they also hate to say the word, please help me.
Yeah.
Or the sentence, please help
me.
And then they feel firmly that they need to accomplish things on their own. Like,
exactly.
They feel like a sense of ownership.
And
to the extent that when they achieve it, they begin to doubt themselves.
Yeah.
My God, was I the one that was able to complete this 20-page assignment?
Exactly.
And then when they get like, someone gives them a pat on their back, like, well done. They're like, really, they do that well?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're used to being alone to the extent that when they achieve something, the doubt comes in. The doubt that they are not good enough comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think we are moving. So, we are done with the fourth one.
Yeah, we're done with the
Okay, so the fifth one that I know is the expert.
Mm-hmm.
They measure their competence based on what, how much they know and can do. They believe they will never know enough. They fear being exposed as inexperienced or unknowledgeable about things. So, they sometimes shy away from applying to job postings unless they meet every single educational requirement.
Very precise.
You know? And sometimes they are constantly seeking out training certificates because they think they need to improve their skills to in order to succeed. So any training program to sign up.
I'm up.
Anything they'll sign up. Everything they'll sign up because they feel like they need to keep building their skills because if they don't do that, they'll be exposed that they can't do something.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I sort of fall into this place too. Sometimes I feel like I need more skills, Charlie. Let me try this class. Let me go for this content class. Let me go for this class. Like, I always want to
add new things to my resume.
Exactly. Because I feel like, hey, I might be exposed. Somebody will see that, hey, meet me, yes, hey, I can't do this. Like, you know, that kind of thing. But, like, so mostly the experts, that's how they feel. So they are always like, I don't know how to put it, but then they feel like they always need to do things and learn new things. And so if someone says like they're an expert, they're like, I mean, I don't think I am an expert. They don't believe that they are an expert of the particular thing that they are doing. So it's a whole lot of things So, I mean, it goes a long way. Like, we can talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, I feel like it builds up. If you're unable to deal with it now, it would keep, you'll still have self-doubt wherever you go to.
Yeah.
Even at church.
Yeah.
At work, in your relationship, the self-doubt will clout you to the extent that you wouldn't be able to acknowledge your worth, or you wouldn't be able to take your due acknowledgement if someone says, well done, like, thank you.
Yeah. Frank, I remember you were telling me about this South African...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she is Thembeka Shezi, and then she... the character name is Thembeka Shezi. She's played by the amazing actress Masasa Mbangeni.
Okay.
And she had already been on South African soapy ETV Scandal for 5 years. And then she was, the bad bitch, the villain. She won 2 SAFTAs, which is South African Film and Television Awards, for her portrayal of the villainous, deceitful Thembeka Shezi. So she took a bow out of the show in 2016 to pursue other career interests.
Okay.
However, she got called by the producers of the show in late 2019 to reprise her role briefly, because they had wanted to write up the character completely. However, when she got pitched, when she was told to come back on the show, she felt she wasn't ready. She felt, she wasn't the right person for the job.
Exactly.
So she said she had an interview. The producer called her and then she was like, can't you cast anyone else to play Thembeka Shezi? And then the producer was like, no one in this world can play Thembeka like you do.
Yeah.
But deep down, because she had other experiences with other soapies in South Africa, she didn't feel like she was the most appropriate person to play the villainous role.
Oh.
Because she had played other roles where her character was more soft, more delicate, more vulnerable. Yeah. So she really didn't feel the need. She didn't feel like she was the right person to. However, when she got onto the show to play the role of Thembeka Shezi, briefly, the amount of praises... it's enormous.
Yeah.
She's built for the role, but she... And last 2 weeks, she herself came out to say that she was suffering from imposter syndrome.
Wow.
Yeah. And then her character got killed off in an episode last week Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Sadly. And yeah. I mean, people are like, rest in peace, Tembeka. We'll miss you, Tembeka. They're literally treating her like a human being. I mean, Tembeka, she's as a human being as opposed to her being
exactly
a character. So, I mean, Charlie, everybody can suffer from it.
Yeah, we all go through that in some points of in our careers, in every aspect of our lives. Like, I mean, I go through a lot of that. And so sometimes, even when I'm putting things out there, I'm like,
it's okay. Even on Instagram, like, posting a picture, like, I know someone likes a picture, like, nice picture,
yeah, really? Exactly. And if somebody comments me, like, oh, brilliant job, you did, I'm like, well, okay. I'm like, why is he telling me that? Why is she telling me that? So that's how I feel. But so I feel like we need to, going forward, we need to understand that it's something that we all experience. So when we were researching, we came across that studies show that suggest that 70% of people experience imposter syndrome at some point in their career. So it's normal to feel that way if you you feel like kindly, exactly. And so if you've experienced it at any point in your career, don't worry. I mean, when you feel like this happened because of luck or charm or something, don't feel that way. You deserve all the accolades. Let me use this word.
Just take it in. Suck the accolades.
Grab it. Take it. Give him. I don't know what to say. Take everything because you deserve it. You've worked hard. You put a lot of effort and nobody sees what you're doing. You're the only one who sees, like, behind the scenes, who's going through all the pain, or, like, studying late at night to accomplish all these things. So grab it, take it, receive it, everything.
Tap into it.
Yes. So if somebody tells, so next time somebody tells you,
Well done.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Like, I feel like this is also going to me because I need to soak this.
Soak it in.
What I've told people, because I am like that, as I said, like, sometimes I feel that way. I feel like I'm not good enough. I'm not, like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not cut out for this job or something. But then somebody's like, you can't do it. You've done this before. Why do you feel this way?
Yeah.
Like, the way when we went for the audition, I was like, oh my God, was I able to do this? Like, I never thought I could do that. So I think look deep down in your, like, I mean, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
We are not saying it's like, I mean,
Rosie.
You just get up and you're like all confidence. Like, hey, I'm confident. Yeah. Let me do the thing.
But it's a gradual process.
Yeah, it's gradually.
Once you take a step, you can.
So once you admit that, yes, I'm battling with imposter syndrome, how do I go about it? What do I do to boost my confidence? What do I do? So you start looking into all those things. And trust me, I'm also on a journey to discover build my self-confidence to the extent that when you tell me things or when I do things, I am proud to celebrate all those small victories in my life and to talk about it. So yeah, every small victory, celebrate it. You deserve it.
So
I think, I don't know, but I just love this episode and what we talking about,
because I think it's something that we all go through.
It's relatable.
So this episode is very relatable. So don't be shy to let people know that you suffer from imposter syndrome. It's not something to, hide.
Yeah.
I mean, just let people know.
That, I'm going through that. I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like this. Like, tell the world, like, don't feel bad about it.
And just focus on bettering yourself.
Exactly.
Basically.
As I said, I am also on a journey. I'm not saying, like, I know everything. I'm on a journey of discovering myself better and doing what is right. So hop on this journey.
Hop on to the bus.
Yeah, of self-discovery, confidence, and let's do this and change the world.
Yeah. It's been an amazing episode.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
We had so much fun.
We did. Educating you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So, as usual, my name is Pearl Ama Amwati, and you can follow me on Facebook, same name. Instagram, Pearl Ama Amwating, then Twitter, Ama Amwating P.
Oh my God, so complicated. Anyway, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at _Mr_J for, as I always say, amazing social media content.
He doesn't have. He's a liar.
Follow me, guys.
And also Inkomo Podcast at Inkomo Podcast _GH and Inkomo Podcast GH for Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, so follow us, let us know, let me know if you are battling with, let us know what you are battling with imposter syndrome, how we can help you out. We are not saying we know everything, but we'll try, yeah. We are here for each other, aren't we?
We are.
So yeah, on that note.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Have a blissful weekend.
We had so much fun.
Keep following us on social media. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace out. Yapon, yapon, yapon.